you square up against the ideal person in that code of conduct, the person that you would like to be because that person will bring the kind of consequences you'd like to have? Do you see clearly what it is you want in life? If not, do you see what you can do to get a better idea? Do you see where you can experiment, where you can work and explore and discover some new things in life that might be more meaningful to you, more tasty than the things you're experiencing at the present? Point is, do you see at least a method by which you can expose yourself to reality, more reality than you've had now, and perhaps find things that can be meaningful to you as goals? But then do you know what assets you have to work with? Do you know what you have that is going to help you get to that position, and what you can obtain that may help you get it, or what you need to? And more important yet, where are your weaknesses in this inventory? What do you lack that is needed to carry through the morality just the way you would like to? Here again, you must be rigorously honest with yourself, because that's the only way you'll get what you want. If there is a problem, you'll pay for it, whether you recognize it or not. So be honest and put yourself in the position where you can pay the price quickly and painlessly now to get in the right position. See what it is you need to do to bring yourself to the position where you can practice this code and get the kind of results you want. I've been told, for example, over and over and over again, that people can't live this way, the way I've been describing in the last 7 weeks. Why not? Well, life is too complicated. Well, we've already covered that. You made it complicated, and you can simplify it if you really want to. And then it can be simple enough that you can practice this code and get the results you want. Well, people don't always act rationally. They often act emotionally. Well, so what else is new? Obviously, people act emotionally. But how can you expect to carry out this code if you know that you may not act logically in every given instance? In the first place, one reason you want to take an inventory of yourself is to identify these traits, to recognize the fact that you may be acting emotionally in a certain circumstance, and therefore you may not react from the way that will rationally bring you the results you want. If you're afraid that you might react emotionally to a particular crisis and fall apart, then what you should do is to act rationally right now, while you can, while the emotions are not present, to arrange things so that you won't get into the crisis where your emotional reaction will cause you so much of a problem. Make an inventory of yourself and use it to determine the framework that you need, the framework that is necessary to your well-being in terms of your strengths and your weaknesses. You are what you are. If you can't hold your liquor, don't tell yourself that everyone else you can, don't tell yourself that everyone else you know can, so you had better. You can't. The answer is to not force yourself to drink more, but to quit drinking in public if you make a fool of yourself every time you have a drink. Don't allow yourself to get near the situation that you're so afraid you're going to act emotionally to, or that you'll react emotionally to. That brings up another point. When you say people are or people can't, do you mean other people or do you mean yourself? Because there's a world of difference in the matter. We're not here to figure out a code of conduct for others. You're the only one who is involved here. Even the others in this room just happen to be along for the ride as far as you're concerned. Just because someone else can't do something is no reason for you to refrain from doing it yourself if you think it's right. Don't take the attitude, but what if everyone did that? Everyone is not important. Just you are important. And besides, you're not going to see to it that everyone else does this or did it or whatever, because you don't control everyone else. So if what you mean to say is, but I'm not capable of doing that, then you have a problem that is relevant. In that case, first of all, recognize the weakness. Then set about to arrange your circumstances so that you are protected against your own weakness. Once having done that, then see how you can now go to work to eliminate the weakness altogether. But at any given time, act from where you are at that moment, not from some mythical point that you would like to arrive at in some year in the future. Act from where you are right now. Now, in going back to zero to determine what you think life should be for you, you will inevitably come back to the point where you will then compare this ideal situation you've developed with where you are now in reality. You will have developed from zero the kind of ideal situation you'd like to have, and then you match that up with where you are now. And in the process, then you'll identify the irrelevancies in your life. And that is another subtle point that I've been laboring into unsubtly for the last 7 weeks, the respect for relevancy, to quit worrying about what is irrelevant to the consequences of your act.